Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Now, let's jump right into the episode.
All right, here we are from Vive in beautiful LA, and we are doing a solution showcase. We're going to talk about testing automation, and we're joined by Mark Scruggs of SureTest, President and COO, Chris Aykroyd with Children's Health. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
This is early in the morning for us, and looking forward to this discussion. Chris, we're going to start with you. Talk a little bit about the problems. What are we trying to solve with automation in healthcare?
While we're doing automation, we've been automating the business for a while, right, with the robotic process automation. But as we look internally at our technology, infrastructure, our people, finding a way to get more efficiency, better efficiency within the teams was the number one driver. A lot of people in our IT organization focused on Epic. So that was our first application we went forward with and looking to really eliminate a lot of testing work they're doing.
How much testing work is it?
Quite a bit. We're pretty thorough with it. We do a lot of integrated tests every time we do something. So there's hundreds, if not thousands, of hours throughout the year that we have the opportunity to. And we did that. We're starting to see some of those benefits now. The other major part of this really comes to quality. It's a consistent approach to testing versus the human approach of testing.
The human approach, because it's the same people that are doing operational work that also have to do the testing work.
Right. They'll fall, but they'll take shortcuts. Try to get through something. And so you can miss things. And the approach might always be consistent.
Mark, what are you hearing from health systems? What's the barrier to the discussion in terms of, are people open to automation? Are they concerned about it taking jobs? Is it hard to sell it?
I would say all of the above, but it's almost like they don't want to give up the control of testing. But I think once they realize that they can get all that time back to focus on production issues, they really appreciate the automation. So the initial discussion is around, are there higher value activities that you could be working on? And I think the best quote I heard from our project manager, Children, Jason Steinbeck, was all these Epic analysts got all this time back and they were able to focus on the production issues. So they didn't have to worry about testing because that was taken care of for them. And they really had all the time that they needed to really then focus on all the issues that they were trying to address before they were in large upgrade. So
how do you drive the trust into the system? I mean, how do you implement it in a way that builds trust over time that people go, okay, yeah, it's doing what we expect.
It's iterative, a lot of communication up front, being transparent, clear of what we're trying to do and why. To your point though, people, they're not going to trust it the first time out. They're probably going to do a lot of their own checks, their own validations. And as we continue to do this and the tool continues to create value and the value that we're seeing, which we're starting to see some really good results now, you start to build that confidence amongst the team and that trust just naturally comes. Our leadership embraced it really quick. What Mark was laying out is true. We have a lot of, it's value at time, but it's not the right level of work we need our analysts in. The leadership got it, but yeah, it takes a little bit more to get that message down in a way that can be consumed to the
frontline. I would imagine the ongoing testing. So we're not talking about like somebody sitting there pressing a button going, oh yeah, testing, it's good. This testing is going on all the time. Have you been able to identify challenges along the way with the testing? Like it's okay, this upgrade did yield this result that you thought, or?
Absolutely. The tool actually caught some production issues that we had. One of the issues that we found was some poor performance that probably would have taken us months to identify and then finally try to root it out. There's also some billing discrepancies that it caught. We weren't dropping charges in certain areas. And I think we were talking about this last night. It was due to the way we tested through a normal method of just our analysts doing this and just not having the caveat of actually being at that right level of user versus an analyst level of the view.
I want to talk to you guys about ROI. Limited up to 30,000 labor hours annually. How did you frame it up well within the organization?
It is a challenge because a lot of our clients don't really measure today how much time they spend on testing. What we've learned is a lot of our clients don't have a good baseline of what they're really spending. But we've done over 20 now ROI models for clients and look at.
So you customize them.
We do. And we'll say, all right, how many analysts do you have involved in your testing events? How many testing events are you doing a year?
Do you track time? of those analysts, or do they not?
Some do, but I think what we found is they might track the time that the analysts are actually hands on keyboard. They're not tracking all the time it takes to update the test scripts, to do all the analysis for what changes are being made because of the upgrade, actual execution of the scripts, the analysis of the results of that execution. So there's a lot more involved than just fingers on keyboard, the execution. What we find our clients might track that time, but it's all the other time that's involved in the overall testing event that they might not be tracking. But we just did a case study with UNC as an example, and they believe they're getting back 17,000 hours a year. So the equivalent of 8.5 FTEs. And that was their argument. They had a budget discussion and they said, we could either invest in automation with SureTest, or we could go hire 8 more analysts. And we believe we could forego those hires if we implement the automation. So they chose to do the automation, and they believe it really drove the ROI, not only for their existing hospitals, but you know, a lot of the acquisitions that they're taking on, they're doing the same testing for these acquisitions as they would for their core hospital. So they were able to leverage the automation for all of the acquisitions that they were bringing on over the last couple of years as well.
As a children's hospital, do you do acquisitions?
We do.
I would imagine that's a significant case study.
Yeah, that would be a great one to look into. We're doing probably about 5 acquisitions a year, 6 acquisitions a year.
Once you get this platform in place, I would imagine that people start to trust it.
We were talking about this last night of downstream departments that are now part of testing. They're wanting to be involved. They want some of their workflows automated through this as well. So HIM was the conversation. Right. So IS has become very good at getting the test scripts to run, that it comes to a manual stopping point or HIM department. And they're like, well, we want to play in the same sandbox.
Are you breaking out of the testing arena?
We've done a number of RPA use cases for some of our Cerner clients. I think Epic is loosening the restrain on looking at RPA for their clients as well. We've had some requests for doing some use cases RPA, everything from we'll use it as part of conversions. So one of our Epic clients does it for their converting a physician clinic. They're using it for doing those transactions and implementing them, pulling them into Cerner. We have an Epic client who's using it to just look up of authorization and eligibility checks before a patient comes in the next day. So we've got automation built that just goes out and looks for eligibility confirmation. That way they know that the person has the appropriate insurances before they get seen the next day. There's some simple things like they're pretty straightforward, and today it's very manually intensive that we can certainly automate.
I assume your platforms as much as possible, you're on Epic.
Yeah, we lay a platform where we can. The automation conversation, though, we've had that conversation with Epic quite a bit. We use a different product to do some of that automation. It's a challenge with Epic at times, but Epic seems to be getting up to speed a little bit in some of these areas. It's helpful.
Are there other areas you're looking at automation right now?
We've done a lot of internal marketing, helping build ROIs on what it is. We probably have a dozen automated things today. The time and the ROI we're seeing back on that is just, it's extensive. And so we're continuing. Rev cycles are a good spot. Very long list from them of what they want to do. Had some great conversations really about recently with our heart center. And I think when we look at creating registries, our heart center maintains something crazy, like 12 different registries. And there's something about FTEs that do nothing but transcribe data from Epic into a registry. And it's pretty repetitive. So I think there's a lot of return there that we're going to be able to accomplish of getting some nurses back to something better than transcribing data.
Mark, Chris, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you for your time.
Thanks for listening. If you found value, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and in some cases start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. Love it if you could do that. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.